Bill Bradley sidelined with heart problems.
He will be treated and will be out of the hospital shortly.
Suspected nuclear spy Wen Ho Lee indicted.
The truth is I'm innocent.
A founder of the band is dead. This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Presidential hopeful Bill Bradley has canceled campaign appearances until Sunday. Spokeswoman Anita Dunn says he suffered a recurrence of a heart irregularity.
Senator Bradley in 1996 was diagnosed as having atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat. It's a condition that's shared by over 2 million Americans and that his doctor really describes as an inconvenience rather than a problem.
Bradley went to a hospital in the San Francisco Bay Area this afternoon. Dunn says he'll be out soon and plans to be in Orlando Sunday for a speech to Florida Democrats. Now this.
King Hussein, Sammy Sosa.
They all made headlines in 1999.
Hillary Clinton, Gwyneth
but
Paltrow,
only one will be A&E's biography of the year. They moved us and made us think.
Alan Greenspan.
Some went too far.
Milan Milosevic.
Some went too soon.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Who will be 1999's biography of the year?
Biography of the year.
Find out Monday night at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on A&E.
Red Lobster Party platters are so good, my friends, you'll see. Delicious shrimp, snow crab, or king at your New Year's Eve party. Ready in just 1 hour, your guest will have a great time. Red Lobster Party platters, what on earth is an old lang syne?
Wen Ho Lee, the Taiwanese-American scientist fired from the Los Alamos Nuclear Weapons Lab, insisted in a 60 Minutes interview that he was not involved in espionage.
The truth is I'm innocent. I have not done anything wrong with what they tried to accuse me.
Lee is not charged with espionage in the 59-count indictment unsealed today, but he is accused of taking secrets out of the lab. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson has been following this story.
Lee was fired from his top-secret job last March and named the prime suspect by the government in the theft of design plans for the W-88, America's most sophisticated nuclear warhead, plans that allegedly ended up in China. But some involved in the investigation have claimed Lee is simply a scapegoat for the lab's security problems and was targeted because he's Asian American. Lee admitted that he moved classified material to an unclassified computer for convenience, but insisted he is no spy.
Lee made a brief appearance before a federal magistrate after being arrested at his home in Albuquerque. Moscow today lodged a formal protest over the expulsion of a Russian diplomat in Washington. CBS News correspondent David Martin says the diplomat was apparently just one player in a scheme that planted a listening device in the State Department.
Intelligence officials say it has all the earmarks of an inside job by someone who worked in the State Department and could make the switch without arousing suspicion. If that's the case, a Russian agent could still be at large inside the State Department. But the search for a disloyal employee is complicated by the fact that the FBI doesn't know how long ago the bug was planted. It had enough battery power to have been there for years.
Military aviation has suffered two serious crashes in 24 hours. First, that Marine helicopter went down in the Pacific near San Diego. Seven Marines are still missing. Three people died, 21 were hurt when an Air Force C-130 transport crash-landed in Kuwait today. U.S. air safety investigators have become even more convinced that the co-pilot of Egypt Air Flight 990 put the plane into its deadly dive. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports computer analysis of the cockpit voice recorder reveals no evidence of an explosion or mechanical problem.
The only working theory on the table is a deliberate act by the co-pilot of the airplane. The problem is there have been a number of objections raised by the Egyptian government and by the press in Egypt, and it's now a diplomatic dance to try to get everybody on the same page. And the plans to hand this over from the NTSB to the FBI for the moment are on hold, although all sources tell me that could still happen either late December or after the first of the year.
Authorities say at least 15 people were hurt when an 18-wheeler collided with a school bus near Cotulla, Texas this afternoon. Both vehicles rolled over. Apparently, the truck clipped the back of the school bus. The truck driver is under arrest. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Well, it may sound a little corny and old-fashioned, but a lot of people talk about their team.
Al Gamper, CEO of the CIT Group, on teamwork.
It's a variety of teams. It isn't one team at CIT. It's a team in consumer finance. It's a team in factoring. It's a team in equipment financing. It's a team that understands the specialization of aircraft financing. You need people who can respond with ideas, who can come up with ideas, who can execute on your ideas, who can challenge your ideas. You can have the best customer focus, but if your internal organization is weak, you're not going to perform well. And if you're going to do business with a client and it's a complicated relationship, there's no one person that handles that relationship. It's a variety of people who have to deliver to that client. Those are the kind of people that give CIT the great name.
Discover why today's business leaders put their trust in today's lending leader, the CIT Group. On the web at CITGroup.com.
Rocker Rick Danko died today. He was a founding member of the band. Danko died at his home in Woodstock, not far from the site of the 1969 Rock Festival and from the house where the band recorded its debut album, Music from Big Pink, in 1968. In a 1980 interview, Danko recalled how that album launched their career.
All of a sudden, we were on the cover of Time magazine, we were on the cover of all these magazines. We started, I think the first gig we played as a band, we were making $10,000 a night, and before 2 months passed, we were making $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 a show.
Danko and the other original members of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Rick Danko was 56. Jockey Lafitte Pincai Jr. made horse racing history at Hollywood Park today. Track announcer Michael Rona called the finish.
Past the eighth pole, Irish Nip still a length in front. Pink Eye gets a whiff of immortality as Irish Nip is finding plenty on the lead. Responding to the Pink Eye power, it's Irish Nip surging clear in the history at Hollywood Park as Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. becomes the world's all-time winningest jockey.
That was career win number 8,834, beating the record Bill Shoemaker held for 29 years. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Need a little help with laptops?
Deciding you want a laptop only means you've got more decisions.
Some people want lightweight for travel,
but others are buying laptops just to gain space on cluttered desks.
And if that's you...
That could definitely be me.
Then you'll probably want features like a bigger screen.
If you're comparing, though, remember a 14.1-inch laptop screen is the same thing as a 15-inch desktop.
How will you use it most? That's where you want to start.
Brought to you by Cozone.com, the place to find computer help and buy what's right for you. Cozone.com. We can help.
I'm David Orrick, manufacturer of the 8-pound Orrick Hotel Vacuum. Friends ask me how I sell so many vacuums from the factory with no salesman. Well, here's the secret. I have over a million satisfied customers in fine homes, hotels, airports, and schools who absolutely love my upright and brag about it to their friends and family. The saying goes, if you build a better product, the world will beat a path to your door. Call 1-800-989-4200 for my Try It Before You Buy It offer. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Yet another record NASDAQ close, up 26 points today to 3620. The Dow picked up 89 points to finish at 11,224. No one knows Suzanne Lynn's exact age for sure, but her 82-year-old granddaughter thinks she's 114. Yesterday, Lynn celebrated her birthday in a Kansas City, Kansas nursing home. She says her secret to long life is following the Ten Commandments, avoiding the sun, alcohol, and tobacco. And Lynn also stays away from men. She says they're lazy. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Greg Armstrong and Diane James. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.